Dredd and Rogalski here. Yeah. It is time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. It's Thursday, so today we're talking with Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
So today, among other things, we'll be talking about plans in place for the reopening of school.
Yes, I just got out of a meeting with the chief of staff at the local hospital, Dr. William Miller, and Becky Walker, and our city manager, Tabitha Miller, to talk about the reopening of the schools. School is set to start on August 19th. Becky has been working really hard to set her protocols and has asked now to work with the healthcare community to make sure that everything is following CDC guidelines and that everything is as safe as possible, what appropriate distancing is in the classrooms, cleaning techniques, PPE for teachers and staff, and recommendations for our kids as they go back into the new school year. So we look forward to continuing to work with her and bring school back in August.
Lucretia, if I could jump in here, because I interviewed Rebecca Walker last week, and she said at the time that she was concerned about the 6 feet of social distancing and just not having enough square footage to take care of having the, you know, students split up 6 feet and still being able to go to class.
So it sounds now like they've come up with the plan to have classes happen 2 days a week.
Okay.
And so kids who will be in the classroom will be split in the district as A group and B group. One set of kids will go to school on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday will be a distance learning day for the entire school district. And then the B set of kids will go to school on Thursday and Friday.
All right.
That gives room and the square footage, the spacing, and time for cleaning the schools in between the two groups of students coming in.
All right. And I do want to throw out, too, that the school board, the school district board, is going to meet, I believe, on July 30th, and they'll have to approve all this. But the three of you got together this morning and tentatively put together a program.
Right, and that will go to the school board for approval. She just wants to make sure she's vetting it with the healthcare community.
Right.
We want to give her as much support as possible. So
okay.
We look forward to furthering the discussions as she moves closer to that date for approval.
Yes, okay. I just want to emphasize the approval of the school board on this. Okay.
And she's actually meeting with our public health officer tomorrow to get her input also. It will be a nicely vetted plan by the time it goes to the school board. And she has been really open and asking for assistance in making sure that it's a safe plan.
All right. Thanks for the confirmation.
So the other piece of news is that I want to say we've started announcing that we will have surveillance testing available here at the clinic through the month of July. We know we'll be testing Wednesday afternoon. We're looking for another half day. I believe we're probably going to be doing it Thursday morning. So either Wednesday afternoon, probably like a 3 to 6 o'clock, and Thursday morning, 9 to 12. The difference is we'll only be doing 50 tests a day, but we will be able to collect about 100 tests per week. And they will, again, be going down to UCSF. One disadvantage that we have battled since the beginning of the surveillance testing with UCSF is that it takes a while to get the results back. They are taking 7 to 10 days, but at least it's some kind of testing. So we'll continue to do that. We're working in collaboration with a couple of other health centers around the county to utilize the MOU that the County of Mendocino has in place with the BioHub at UCSF. So you can call the clinic. We'll take your information. We'll get you into one of our testing cohorts as soon as possible, and then you'll do the drive-through testing, and you'll be registered over the phone and given an appointment time. So you can count on Wednesday afternoons being a time that we're going to be able to do it, 50 tests every Wednesday afternoon, and then we're getting them couriered down to UCSF. And I believe then the next test will be Thursday morning. Those will probably be the 2 days that will be allocated to Mendocino Coast Clinics.
All right. Now, should people call the clinic then if they want to get involved in Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning?
Yes. Just give us a call at 964-1251, and our staff will take your information and either call you back with the appointment time, or they may be able to get your appointment time right at the time that you call. But we are taking a waiting list. We have quite a bit of interest.
We've
been putting it out on social media and that type of thing, but I wanted to make sure and get it out to your listeners.
All right. Anything else you have for us?
Just to clarify, you don't have to be a clinic patient to participate in this testing during July. It is free of cost, and it's for anyone along the Mendocino Coast.
All right. Well, Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics, thanks very much for being with us every Thursday here on the coast. Rogalski here from the coast.